The U.S. Navy continues to investigate the massive fire at the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard that caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to the USS Miami nuclear submarine. That sub had come to Portsmouth for an overhaul. For longtime Seacoast residents, the accident brings to mind the tragedy of the USS Thresher, a nuclear sub that was based in Portsmouth. D. Allen Kerr is writing a series of articles about the USS Thresher for Seacoast Online, and he joins us now with more. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Good to be here.
It was April 1963. The USS Thresher leaves Portsmouth. What was it intending to do, and what went wrong?
It was going out for deep dive trials. The thing about the Thresher is it was the first of its class. It was like a state-of-the-art weapon at the height of the Cold War, designed specifically to, you know, hunt and kill Soviet submarines. And it was supposed to dive deeper and deadlier than any other submarine that had come before it. So April 9th, it went out, and it went out about 200 miles off the coast of New England for deep dive tests. And, of course, it's only conjecture as to what happened because there were no survivors. But the thinking is that there was a piping failure, which caused the nuclear reactor to shut down, which caused the submarine to sink. And once it got down below crush depth, the overwhelming water pressure just kind of crushed it like a tin can.
And then killed all of the crew members, 129?
129 sailors and civilians, shipyard workers on board, as well as Navy sailors. To a lot of people, that sort of embodies this symbiotic relationship between the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard and the surrounding communities. You know, you've got the Navy working hand in hand with the civilian workforce. And the fact that they went down together on this shared mission, I think that's why that particularly struck home.
The tragedy also led to the development of a Navy program called SubSafe. What does that program do?
The Navy itself is pretty much, you know, acknowledged that they might have been trying to push things ahead too far, too fast. And pretty much they revamped the entire safety system to make sure that every step was communicated, documented. And since that time, no submarine that's gone through the SubSafe program has suffered a similar tragedy. From what I hear from the families, that's one of the things that they find solace in that.
And you're part of an effort to establish a permanent memorial to the Thresher and its crew. I think a lot of people would be surprised to hear there wasn't one already.
And I'm one of them.
What would a memorial look like?
There were 129 men that went down that day on the Thresher. And our plan is to have a 129-foot flagpole rising from the center of the traffic circle in Kittery, which it's been renamed the Memorial Circle. This flagpole will rise from the center of the circle from a rounded black granite base, and it's going to be lighted so that even people driving by on I-95 are going to be able to see it. And even at night, it's going to be, you know, lit up as a permanent tribute to the men aboard the Thresher.
Well, thank you so much for telling us more about the Thresher.
My pleasure.
D. Allen Kerr is part of an effort to establish a memorial to those killed in the sinking of the USS Thresher in 1963. You can find a link to his articles for Seacoast Online about the tragedy by going to our website, nhpr.org.